Welcome back to Too Long Did Read It, everyone's favorite exploration of the undercurrents, the secrets, the long-held myths, magic, and beliefs of Reddit.
Hold on.
I know, I fucked up. I needed a third
No, it was great. I was going to quote what you said, but then it immediately left my brain. Myths, magic, and beliefs. What was the other M? Beliefs.
I said beliefs. I didn't have a third M.
Myths, magic, and mayhem.
Oh!
Ooh, that's good.
That's good. And that's why you workshop, everyone.
Collab.
We all make each other better.
What are these dances that you're doing,
Gabe? Doing a robot dance or
a now wave? Like sort of a that's rave? The wave. That's the undercurrent.
Oh, that's the undercurrent of Reddit. Very good.
I mostly keep thinking about this couple on Couple to Thruple that said that they like to have sex to dubstep. And now I can't think of anything other than
it's
just like.
It's that song, that one song that was on Reddit.
Oh, the Reddit song.
That had the perfect rhythm.
To him. They probably love it. Yep.
Yeah,
they probably do. Love that song.
They probably do. Wow.
Are you guys watching Love is Blind season 6?
No.
Yes, but I'm not. I didn't watch the new ones that just came out.
Oh, okay. Well, can everyone watch it so we can talk about it?
Yes, I saw the first batch.
Literally, the experience of watching Love is Blind is realizing that everyone's lying to you at all times. And that you should not trust anybody.
100%. My thing is like
every single cast member comes out that they had some big secret, like horrible part of themselves.
Oh, I'm just saying you're on TV, bro. Like you are on TV. If you say it, she's gonna hear it.
I want to know why every season it seems like Love is Blind is getting sued by somebody that was on the show.
Well, because they have terrible conditions.
I know,
but like at this point, people are going into it knowing that.
That's true.
What's your tea? I've been recapping Peacock's Couple to Thruple. And
I just saw that pop up yesterday when I was watching Days of Our Lives. It's like, what's this?
Yeah. And I've befriended all the people from it. And just coincidentally. And because they reached out to me. They liked my recaps.
So that's not a coincidence.
Oh, yeah. I guess it's not a coincidence. Well, one of them is friends with a friend of mine. So she was like, oh, are you recapping that show?
That's not a coincidence either.
Okay, you're right. But anyway, so.
Isn't it ironic?
Don't you think?
What I've been told is that they were led to believe it was a different show than it was. Mm. So people sign up for
your like. Couple to Thruple?
Yeah. So like people sign up for stuff. It's like, well, you knew what you were signing up for. And sometimes they simply don't.
Yeah, but Love is Blind on multiple seasons.
Yeah. I think like the conditions, at a certain point, you do know what the conditions are, but you have to weigh like. Are the conditions worth me getting this exposure? But then here's my thing. You can't control your edit. So you go on thinking I'm going to be beloved and I'm going to get a million followers and you could end up being behated.
Who goes on reality TV thinking they're going to be beloved at this point?
I bet a lot of delusional.
Bet a lot of people.
Exactly. Those people are delusional. So I think there's no telling what they would be doing.
I think I would be on the circle, and I think everyone would like me on the circle.
Well, you do have some delusional traits. I think you would be a great like a villain on the circle, but I've never seen it.
I think that no one would ever know what they're going to get with you, depending on the day, and it would be a good way to throw people off. Because also, you just fuck with people too.
Right.
Yeah, like, be the traitors.
You'd like to be the villain. You'd have fun doing that.
I don't.
To a point. I think that at some point you'd get tired of it. And then
I'd be like, I wish everyone liked me.
Yeah.
It's you know what it is? It's one of the subreddits that I actually sent. It's, oh no, consequences. It's like me causing a bunch of little dramas and then being like, why doesn't anybody like me? Oh no, is it the consequences of my own actions?
So you should go on villains because everyone there is a villain, but then like you have to be the likable villain. So that would be the perfect show for you.
Likable villain is my whole deal.
Right. So that's the perfect show for you because there's going to be a lot of other people that are going to be terrible. And you're not a terrible person. You just like to get on other people's skin.
Yeah, I don't mean it.
Sometimes you do.
Sometimes I mean it, but yeah. I like to keep it vague when I do or don't, just in case people are upset.
I'm on to you, though.
No.
Yeah.
Well,
is
we'll
anyone
see.
On to me?
Always.
What am I up to?
Your silly stuff.
Yeah, I'm up to silly stuff. Yeah,
exactly. Exactly.
I think the worst thing that can happen to you when you go on a show like Love is Blind is to like tell every single person in your life you're going on the show, have to take time off of work or lose your work, and then not be shown at all.
Correct.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's definitely.
Brutal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because
then definitely. You're like, I'm that boring. Like, it's not even I'm unlikable. It's like I'm a non-entity. Yeah. Nobody cares about me.
Yeah.
That must feel terrible.
That's how I feel in life, Allison. That's why I cause all these problems. That's why I do things for the plot. That's why I start all this shit. Because I don't want to be the person in life that they're like, they could have been here or not been here. No, I need to stand out.
That's fascinating, huh? But so because you, I think a big difference is like you don't get enough from close personal relationships with a few people. You need more
wow.
than that.
That's a shot to the heart. And you're too late.
You're too late.
You make love. You give love a bad name.
I don't know. That's just a hunch.
I have very lovely close friendships, but I do think that I mean, life is boring otherwise. You gotta be doing stuff to move the plot along.
But not everybody feels that way.
I basically just said that, and then you're like, no. And now you're restating it.
Yeah, you got to keep it spicy.
And oh, that's my point, is I'm on to you.
You got to sort of, you got to say stuff you don't, you know, you just got to be sort of trying to stir the pot a little bit at all times. Otherwise, the pot's mm-hmm. going to get cool and boring and cold.
Well, that's what I'm saying, is for you to have close relationships with a few people and to be getting attention that way, you're not satisfied with that. You need more attention.
No, what I'm doing
only need attention from a few people. Do you know what
I'm
I mean?
Not making a macaroni and cheese where you stir it a little bit. I'm making a risotto. You got to stir it consistently for 30 minutes in order to. The pot
How
I'm stirring
are you
has risotto.
On using that?
I just thought of it, but I really like it.
I could see the wheels turning in your head as you were thinking of it.
It's good, right?
It is good. Yeah, it's very clever. Yeah. I know. John the other day was like, could you like literally just go work with animals and like not have like a public facing life anymore? And I was like, I feel like ultimately, but you do get like when you're have any sort of following, you get addicted to the attention.
Yeah, obviously.
And like, you get addicted to the engagement and the likes and the compliments. And so it's like, I wonder, like, you probably have to, like, detox from that if you go and stop yeah. being a public-facing person.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there's something deeply wrong with all of us.
Unless it's so toxic that you just need to get away from it. But, like,
right.
fan base is pretty positive for the most part. 99%.
Oh, yeah. Our fan base is amazing.
Yeah.
They're so nice. I mean, except when I'm told, what was I told recently? Not just that I was the whale. I was... The Michelin Man?
Oh, yeah. He's so cute.
I think someone said that on a YouTube video. They're People are very
fan.
Upset that I've gained weight.
They're not a fan, then. They're just a bully. A little bitch bully.
They're upset that I transitioned. They're upset you gained weight. They're upset time has passed. I always want to be like, let me look at you and see if you look the same as when you were 25, bitch. Let me look at you.
I guess we should get into Reddit, even though I'd rather just, I'm feeling chatty. This one's interesting. It's from the subreddit Dating Advice.
Okay.
And it said, approached my gym crush, rejection never felt so good.
Okay.
Oh.
I, 18 female, have been seeing this guy around at the gym for a while. I found him attractive, but could never find it in myself to just approach him, especially since he wears headphones almost all the time. Today, though, I got the courage to go to him. I made sure he was resting between sets with his headphones off. I went to him with a small smile, told him what I've said above, and asked him for his number. I was prepared for a no, ew, and yes. I was not prepared for silence. He asked me for my age after like 5 seconds. I answered. He was very surprised. I look very young. I then asked for his. He was also 18. Then a pause. Before it got too long, I said, it's okay if he doesn't want to give me his number. Silence again. I took it as a no, so I just went away. From the corner of my eye, I could see him slowly putting his headphones back on. Rejection never felt better. I felt so confident going to him. Don't know where I got it from. I didn't tremble, mumble, get red in the face. That's usually how it goes for me. Even now, it still feels good. No regrets. I won't be wondering about him any longer. Girls should go to guys more often. Rejection is a part of life. Don't do it just because you're hoping for a yes. Do it for yourself to prove that you're brave and confident. It's the second time I approached a guy. It's the second time it didn't work out. Ha. It's the second time I realized it's completely fine. P.S. I got an anxious thought at some point that he found me ugly. That's why he hesitated so much. Then I thought to myself, he may find me unattractive, but I doubt another girl will ever approach him first again.
I love this. I think this is exactly right.
Yeah. I think he thought that she was lying about her age.
Yes, but that's my thought too.
Yeah.
Well, but everyone said that dude was probably mentally processing if it was a prank or not. Because now all those videos of people like going up to strangers people and stuff, especially like secretly in the gym filming, too. Right?
Yeah.
My first thought was that he thought she was underage. But yep. I also am like, this is the whole thing, because then it takes the shine off and then you can just approach anyone and you're not like putting anyone up on a pedestal, and it leads you to finding the right person.
Mm-hmm.
And to like to be like proud of yourself regardless of the outcome is like such a great way to approach life of like, I asked them out in a good way. I said what I wanted to say. I didn't get embarrassed. I held my ground, and like, yes, I didn't get the end result I wanted, but like I showed up for myself and I did what I wanted to do. It's so cool.
Yeah. And now I'm not going to sit here like fantasizing about the what ifs anymore. I know the answer. Now I can move on and be in reality.
And if he changes his mind, he can go up to her.
Yep.
Yeah. I hope that maybe that will happen, but no, I have to not care about the end result. I just have to care about the journey.
You know, what's interesting is I was talking to my friend Leland, who's my comfort straight. And sorry, I guess you've been replaced.
Excuse
Allison.
Me.
comfort straight boy. Sorry to John.
Right, you just said that to the two straight people you regularly talk to.
Sorry. Yeah. Comfort straight boy. Sorry to John. He was saying that girls do like, and he's like a cute guy. He's saying girls do not approach men at all. Like, it's never happens. He would be like totally shocked if that happened to him. He like, you know, all this stuff. And then I was like, well, when I was a woman, I would approach men all the time. And he was like, yeah. And how did that turn out? You're a guy. Right. I was like, fuck.
I feel like Melissa's approached people now.
Yeah, but it's usually after I know him.
Like you'll say to a friend, hey, why don't we give this a gander? Give this a go? Do you have to prep talk yourself beforehand? Like, do you have a plan? I'm doing it today.
I do have a plan.
Just in the moment?
I have a plan, but like it usually deviates from the plan. Because you know when you have a plan, you usually go into it thinking about what the other person's going to say, and they usually don't say it in the way that you think.
Yeah.
But I think it's good to like prep your, like, you know, like when you, like I'm a person that does this. I rarely do it anymore because I don't make that many phone calls. But like before I would make phone calls back in the day, I would, you know, prep for it. Same type of thing.
Aww. What would your opening line be if you can remember?
It just depends on the person. It depends on the kind of relationship that we have.
Right.
Sometimes I just might make out with them. See what
I was going to say. Mine is just want to make out.
Yeah.
To a friend?
Yeah. You know, we might be sitting close on the couch, legs brush. Can't give away all my secrets, but I'll give you one. Legs brush. Then that leads to like maybe a hand on the other person's leg, a little cuddle. Just slowly see what we're liking.
They say that most communication is through body language and not verbal.
Yeah. So like when I have gone up directly to like a stranger, it's usually been like a teaching lesson to someone else about how to talk to men or a dare.
I've gone up, like I go up to people, but I take the cue of like, if they're, you know, I'll say, I do it in West Hollywood, and then I'll just, if they're not into it, I'll just be like, have a good night. Like, you know, I cut it short quick.
When I used to go out like to the club, and most people in there are looking to hook up anyway. So that makes it a little easier.
Yeah.
It's a little easier in the club than at Trader Joe's.
Correct. Yeah.
But Trader Joe's is a strong second.
Every time I go to Trader Joe's, it's mostly ladies in there. So nothing for me.
Oh, interesting. Some cute cashiers, though.
That's true.
Yeah.
Perhaps.
Yeah.
I think it's weird to approach people at their work, especially at Trader Joe's, because they are very friendly at Trader Joe's. So it may seem like flirting, but they're just letting you know how they enjoy that one thing that you have in your cart.
Do you chat when they're bagging? Like, I never know what to say.
It depends on what mood I'm in. Sometimes I'm not in the mood to, but the majority of the time, as someone who newly has returned to Trader Joe's now that after your wedding gave me the confidence after I almost died on a horse, I literally, when I was driving back from your wedding, I went to Trader Joe's. And it was the first time I'd gone since the pandemic.
You never know what's going to give you that extra push.
I know. I felt real good that first day I was back. And I was chatting it up. But then another day I was leaving someone's house and I was going to my house. I took a detour to go to the Trader Joe's that's by USC.
Ooh.
Never again.
Yeah. A college area Trader Joe's? That's advanced.
It was the closest from the direction I was coming.
That is gameplay level advanced.
Yeah.
I would just like to say, when I went there, all we had was a Denny's. they have
so much stuff now. They have
really
Insomnia
expanded.
Cookie, like the whole everything that they have right there.
It's unbelievable,
like, incredible.
It's like a different school than when I went. Remember when I taught at USC? That's so funny.
Yeah, I thought about teaching at UCLA.
Oh, you should.
It wasn't enough money for how much time it was.
They really don't pay you.
They really don't pay professors enough.
Hi everyone, Allison here. Anyone who knows me well knows that I love to read. I am always looking for new books, and that is why I am so excited that this episode is sponsored by Book of the Month. Book of the Month's mission is to help readers discover new books they love and to promote the work of emerging authors. It was so fun for me to get to pick which book I wanted to read this month and have it shipped right to my door. Book of the Month makes it easy to decide which book to read next. Each month, the editorial team reads through hundreds of new titles. They pick some of the best new books for you to choose from. All the books are good, so you can't go wrong. Every aspect of the Book of the Month experience is designed to be fun and special for readers. They have a highly anticipated release at the beginning of each month. Books are delivered in this really adorable bright blue box, and there's a fun app to help you pick your book and track your reading process. They also offer great values on new release hardcover fiction. It's much cheaper than other options. Shipping is always free, and with a loyalty program, you get rewards and even lower prices the longer you stay as a member. My first book from Book of the Month was The Husbands by Holly Gramazio. I am tearing through this book. It is so fun. It's basically about this woman who one day comes home and there's a husband in her apartment, and she's like, "Where did you come from?" And then she figures out that every time her new husband goes into the attic, a new husband comes out, and she's like shuffling through all these different husbands from the attic trying to figure out which one is the best. It is right up my alley, and I love it so much. So if you want to take part in Book of the Month and have a brand new book shipped right to your door every single month, go to bookofthemonth.com and get your first book for $5 with code PETALS. That's $5 off with code PETALS. I cannot recommend this enough.
Has dealing with stress and trying to get more focused a New Year's resolution you haven't cracked yet or don't really know how to fix? I have a lot of trouble staying focused, and I also get super stressed out, and I think that not being able to stay focused really dovetails with that. So if there was a way for me to keep my focus that didn't also cause my brain to get so scattered with stress, I would love to be able to fix it. I sometimes can't focus on the task at hand because I'm so busy realizing that there are things I need to do on the Just Between Us Instagram account. So I'll be like fully writing something and all of a sudden my brain will go, JBU Instagram, have to post on social media. Truvaga is a handheld product that stimulates the vagus nerve to improve overall health and wellness. Stimulating the vagus nerve with Truvaga helps to balance and strengthen the nervous system, which reduces stress, increases focus, improves mood, and improves sleep. Truvaga is owned by ElectroCore and uses its patented technology for overall health and wellness benefits. Its utilized technology is the most clinically studied and tested vagus nerve therapy available. Customizable sessions are only 2 minutes long. Recommended usage is one session in the morning and one at night. Truvaga comes programmed with 350 sessions, which, if used twice a day, will last approximately 6 months. It's drug-free and easy-to-use therapy to help improve your health. No app or phone is required. We offer free standard shipping, payment plan options, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. It's only available in the U.S. at this time. Visit Truvaga.com, Truvaga.com, and enter promo code JUSTBETWEENUS to enhance your wellness journey, support this podcast, and receive $15 off. That's Truvaga.com. Check out promo code JUSTBETWEENUS.
With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Let me tell you all about MyLifeInABook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? Here's how it works. Every week, MyLifeInABook.com will send her a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or use their voice-to-text feature. And MyLifeInABook.com compiles all her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. It's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity. Imagine discovering stories about her youth, adventures, and the challenges she overcame. This book becomes a legacy, something you and future generations can treasure forever. Your mom's given you a lifetime of stories. This is your chance to give her a way to share them. Right before I found out about this project, my mom made an offhand comment about wanting to write a memoir because she had such a wild childhood and there are all these things she's never really talked to us about. But asking someone to sit down and write a memoir is kind of daunting. So then I got her MyLifeInABook.com, and now she's getting prompts to answer on a weekly basis, and it's a lot easier than just undertaking an entire memoir. I'm so excited to see what my mom does with MyLifeInABook.com because she's someone who doesn't always feel comfortable just sharing about herself, but having these prompts and knowing that I really want to hear her answers is going to inspire her to probably share more with me about her life and her upbringing than I've ever been shared with before. So I'm so excited for that. Check out MyLifeInABook.com and use code JUSTBETWEENUS at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's MyLifeInABook.com. Use code JUSTBETWEENUS for 10% off today. News, actually not so bright. Our next one is from Ask Reddit, and it is, what is the most inappropriate thing someone has ever said to you?
Okay.
And the OP writes, this didn't happen to me, but it's still pretty funny. When my sister was 11 or 12, my grandfather called to our house and asked to talk to my mother. Since she wasn't there, my grandfather decided he would instead tell my sister what he meant to tell my mom. So he proceeded to tell her in details how he brought a woman to his house to have sex with her, but couldn't because he wasn't able to get it up.
No! No!
Oh my God. I think I'd have to leave the home and start a new life.
I put myself in foster care.
This is nowhere near what this was, but my grandpa did call my dad when I was in the car and my mom was in the car, and I don't think he knew that he was on speaker.
Anytime I answer on speaker in a car, I always say, hey, I'm on speaker. You just got to put it out there at the beginning.
You're right. We didn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then he proceeded to tell us about my dad, about his first date with the woman that's now his girlfriend. And on the first date, they like went to lunch or something, and then she like came back to his house, and then they each like read the newspaper. Like, on their first date, they, like, already did separate activities.
This isn't terrible, but. But also, how old is he? You gotta, there's, At a certain age, you just got to skip steps, you know?
Well, yeah, like they just were like, we've been married. We've each been married for decades. Let's just act married.
Yeah.
But there was a lot of fear while he was telling the story about where the story was going, mm-hmm. what I was going to unintentionally hear. It ended up okay, but it was.
Yeah, you should have said, hi, Grandpa. Mm-hmm. You know,
I didn't.
Kind of on you.
Wow. And my mom didn't either.
Yeah, both of you. You both should have said hi. When your dad answered the phone, everybody should have said hi.
Yeah.
Okay, you're right. Look, when you're right, you're right. Yeah. When you're wrong, you're Trump. That's my favorite saying that I made up.
You're going to get the new sneakers? You going to cop those?
What sneakers?
You don't know about Trump's new sneakers that he's dropped that are $400?
Trump's
My gosh. Let's just find a subreddit about it so then we can make him part of the show.
Trump launches a sneaker line?
He owes hundreds of millions of dollars to multiple places.
$399 branded shoes at SneakerCon, a day after a $355 million ruling against him. How dare he infiltrate SneakerCon?
What do sneakers look like?
They're gold. They have a American flag on the ankle part.
Yeah, but the world of sneakers is you are not allowed to infiltrate that. That is.
Well, you know, a Fox News talking head said this is really going to get the black voters in because black people love sneakers.
That's why he can't go into that sacred sneaker space. That is a sacred space.
Well, if you're going to make a $400 investment, I think that's a good way to say that you're going to make a vote for Trump.
Ew.
These things are the ugliest shoes that I've ever seen.
I have a question. I walked by a store the other day and all of the shoes were out on display, but they were shrink wrapped. What's that about? And can you try them on?
Were they not finished unwrapping them?
No, like they were put out like on like little like shelves like you would see at any store. All sorts of different sneakers, but they were all covered in plastic.
What store was this?
I don't know, like a shoe world. It only sold shoes.
The only thing that I'm thinking is that the store was open and they were just putting out the displays.
No, I've seen it multiple times.
Maybe they're collector's items. Yeah, maybe they're collector's items. Yeah, it could be.
It's very weird, right?
Yes. Please get the name next time so that I can look into this.
Okay, I will. No problem. It's right where the Olive Garden is, so that should
I can probably Google it.
Oh my God. I will say, though, my dad finally got John to the Olive Garden, and I went. I hadn't been in years. The breadsticks weren't very good.
Quality has definitely declined.
Okay, because I remember the breadsticks being really good and they kind of stunk.
In the last 2 months, I have gone to Olive Garden more than I've gone in the last 10 years.
Why?
Really?
My 17-year-old niece in December wanted to go for her birthday. And let me tell you, she dressed to the nines to go to Olive Garden. And then in January, my friend, that's all he wanted was to go to Olive Garden. And I said, you have the same taste that my 17-year-old niece does. But took a group of people to the Olive Garden and there was a line. Like there was a hour and a half long wait. This was in Burbank. Yeah, Burbank. There was an hour and a half long wait. And we sat outside and waited to go eat at Olive Garden that was packed. Like so many people in there. But
how
I guess when you're there,
sticks?
You're family. I can't eat it, so I didn't eat it.
Oh, right. But did anyone say anything about them?
No, it was mostly a bunch of dudes, they were very nice men. It was just a bunch of men, and they just liked to eat, and they didn't really say anything. Everyone was excited to be there, except for me.
Wow. Well, I don't mean to
friend's
give...
mother-in-law.
I don't mean to give away the secrets, but you guys are sleeping on Outback Steakhouse.
Outback is right next door to Olive Garden at the Burbank location. But
yeah,
Outback is
vegetarian stuff.
Yeah, yeah, they got the blooming onion. They got all kinds of stuff.
They got vegetables,
macaroni. It's great.
I remain a CPK girl.
Yeah. What is the most inappropriate thing someone said to you, Melissa?
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Buckle up.
Hit
oh
us.
My god, I'm excited.
Do we want to go recent or past?
All time.
All time. Because I did have something happen on my birthday.
Wait, can we hear multiple?
Is that okay, allowed? We can hear multiple. Okay. On my birthday. And they're both racially charged. On my birthday.
Of course they are. I knew they would be.
I was getting a massage. And this man was massaging me.
Nope.
And I told him I had requested a deep tissue massage. And he was barely touching me. Like, just like a little razzle dazzle. And I was like, can you please use more pressure? First, he was like, I'm just creating space in your neck. And I was like, I get massages once a month. I've never heard some bullshit like this. And I was like, okay. Then he says that he's doing what he's doing and still not touching me completely. Like, he's touching me, but it's still like a basic Swedish massage. And I was like, I got a deep tissue massage. And then he says, let me say something. And I said, okay, as I'm lying here naked, all the black women that I've massaged, they don't feel it when I do a deep tissue massage. So I have to use my strongest pressure.
Maybe this is just like a very weak man.
Also, like, what in the fucking phrenology?
And then he changes it up. God. Like, he felt me. And I also said, well, my sister hates deep tissue massages, so I don't know what you're talking about. And then he goes, after there's some silence for a while and he has started being more firm, he goes, because he was talking too much and I had told him that I lived in LA and he was a gay man. And he goes, I have always wanted to live in a blue state. And I think that was his way of saying, I'm not racist. I just said something I shouldn't have said.
That's so true. Oh my God, 100%. And then that night he went to bed and was like, it's fine because I said I wanted to live in a blue state.
And then the next morning he got up and saw my review that I left him and said, oop, nope, that didn't fix anything.
What did your review say?
I explained everything that I just said to y'all, including the fact that I had an hour and a half massage and all he massaged was touching my neck and my back. And then when we had 30 minutes left, he's like, we just got 30 minutes left. You got to pick one more body part for me to massage.
What?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Did they reply to your review?
First of all, can you believe a cis white gay man was racist? I am shocked. Shooketh to my core.
Uh-huh.
So much to unpack there.
Then I was doing an internship in LA, working for this man who was in his 70s, who had told me so many bizarre things. It was, first of all, he lived in Malibu in this multi-million dollar house and had just like a revolving door of interns every 3 months of like five interns that were
totally,
we worked in the basement. It's a nice basement, a nice finished basement, but we worked in the basement nevertheless, that he had put an office there because he didn't want his son living there anymore. So that was his way of kicking his son out.
Oh my God.
Okay.
He told me things about how when he was in Vietnam, he was there as like a film person and they faked most of the pictures that they were filming. He just used ketchup packs and then would film stuff.
What?
Yeah.
Were you interning for Francis Ford Coppola?
No, but he might think that he was.
Yeah, he thinks he was.
Then he would tell us inappropriate things all the time. He also had one of the guys, they had a garden and all his job was he was an Asian guy. And the person that we were working for would say racist things about Asian people all the time and Mexicans as well. And but would have him, this one guy, just out working in the vegetable garden all day to tend to the tomatoes. That was what his job was.
His intern?
Yes.
His film industry intern?
Yes.
Was gardening?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
And one day he was clearly on drugs. And it was the most bizarre day that I've ever had. So he sent the Asian fella out to get his tires changed on his car, on like the guy we were working for, get the tires changed. And he asked, what do you want to do with the old tires? Because the tires were new that were on the car. And he said, I don't care. Just put them around a Mexican and then run them over. So that was one thing.
What?
He sent another person, told them that they were going to go pick up a script. The person, it took them 2 hours, first of all. The person returns, and it's literally about as big as a cell phone, but like, but thicker.
Yeah.
Cocaine.
Ah, there it is.
And then he told me to come upstairs, which he never allowed us to be upstairs. And he goes to me that when I go to events with him, that I don't need to wear a bra. That I should always wear a skirt, and that back in the that he used to date a lot of Black women, and back in the day I would have been his type, and then proceeded to nuzzle my breasts with his head.
Girl, what? I'm so sorry. That's insane.
Yeah. Oh my
God. How much longer did you work for him?
My last day was like 2 weeks later anyway, but like I was, like, I'll get away with this.
Yeah,
but he was also didn't remember any of it. Later that day he just had like blood coming down his nose and it was all over his shirt
from all the cocaine.
Yeah, I had also saved him from a heart attack. Like, I think that happened before. Yeah, he had a heart attack.
I remember that. So you told me that's yeah, that's wild.
Same guy.
Oh my God.
Gag.
Wow. I think you win.
Yeah, you definitely win.
Y'all haven't even gone yet.
No, I don't think you should even go.
No.
I don't think. No. We're going to award that to you. Most inappropriate by far.
Yeah, absolutely.
I wish you could leave him a review as well.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Wow, Melissa. That's and wild. Also, you're an engaging storyteller.
Thank you.
I still don't understand what it means to put four tires around someone and then run them over. Why do you need, it doesn't, I don't
to trap them? To trap them in the tires?
No, I guess.
Yeah, very weird. Anywho, I'll be thinking about that for a while.
Has dealing with stress and trying to get more focused a New Year's resolution you haven't cracked yet or don't really know how to fix? I have a lot of trouble staying focused, and I also get super stressed out, and I think that not being able to stay focused really dovetails with that. So if there was a way for me to keep my focus that didn't also cause my brain to get so scattered with stress, I would love to be able to fix it. I sometimes can't focus on the task at hand because I'm so busy realizing that there are things I need to do on the Just Between Us Instagram account. So I'll be like fully writing something and all of a sudden my brain will go, JBU Instagram, have to post on social media. Truvaga is a handheld product that stimulates the vagus nerve to improve overall health and wellness. Stimulating the vagus nerve with Truvaga helps to balance and strengthen the nervous system, which reduces stress, increases focus, improves mood, and improves sleep. Truvaga is owned by ElectroCore and uses its patented technology for overall health and wellness benefits. Its utilized technology is the most clinically studied and tested vagus nerve therapy available. Customizable sessions are only 2 minutes long. Recommended usage is one session in the morning and one at night. Truvaga comes programmed with 350 sessions, which, if used twice a day, will last approximately 6 months. It's drug-free and easy-to-use therapy to help improve your health. No app or phone is required. We offer free standard shipping, payment plan options, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. It's only available in the U.S. at this time. Visit Truvaga.com. TRUVAGA.com and enter promo code JustBetweenUs to enhance your wellness journey, support this podcast, and receive $15 off. That's TRUVAGA.com. Check out promo code JustBetweenUs.
My turn for edit or not?
Yeah.
No, it's my turn.
Oh, it's Melissa's turn.
Oh, Melissa's turn. Okay,
I would make it your turn anyway because you've legally a veteran. You actually went to Vietnam and actually bled.
Let's see. Unless, Allison, you just have something that's on top of your brain right now.
I absolutely don't.
Okay.
My brain right now, if you looked at it, it'd sort of be like an open barn.
I'm looking around my desk trying to get inspiration, and I feel like that you, Allison, specifically would relate to what I'm about to show everyone.
Yeah!
But let's keep going.
I got new wipes, too.
Clorox wipes, Purell. I am here for it. Lysol spray. Lysol fabric spray.
Ooh, fabric. I need to get a fabric one.
Oh, wow. Huge Ooh. Hand sanitizer. Refill level.
I love this episode of QVC.
Do do you have contamination issues? Well, I got something for you.
I can make it worse.
Sort of the sort of slap chop guy of QVC contamination.
Okay. World's best tweezers. And I want proof that people think that these are the best tweezers in the world.
Okay. I need better tweezers. Same. I'm not good at tweezing.
It's a hard thing to come by.
Okay, it's hard to do, right?
Yeah.
I didn't know if I just was like inept at it. Okay, so on the Girl Survival Guide subreddit, there's a post that said, what are the best tweezers? And they say, I've bought 88-cent tweezers, $20 tweezers, and what feels like everything in between. Nothing compares to the pair my mom gave me that had been sitting in the medicine cabinet since like 1997. God. They are long gone.
Did anyone track them down?
No, but somebody said, Tweezer Man, they're definitely too expensive, but incredibly good.
Tweezer Man, they're too thick for me. The best tweezers I ever had were Revlon from about the late 90s when I was, you know, plucking these already thin eyebrows. And I've been trying, I had them for a long time, and I've been trying to find them. Can't, they don't make those anymore. And I'm in forever search of a new tweezer that was as good as those.
Ugh, it's awful because it's worse to have lost it.
Mm-hmm.
Humans deal worse when they get more upset about losing something than not having had something in the first place.
Right.
Yeah, there's poetry about that.
Oh, well, whatever. I thought
better to have loved and lost.
No, but like the rights, opposite. Like human rights. Like, yeah. It'll be like, oh, I never had the right to vote, so whatever. But then it's like, oh, you're taking voting rights away from me? How dare you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Anywho.
That's like when I wanted to teach beans how to talk using those buttons. And then and then I was told, well, if it got too annoying, I would just take it away. And then people were like, you can't give him the gift of speech and then remove it.
Yep.
It's true.
You can't have it call you bitch. Bitch, bitch. Have you seen that one couple that have one that says bitch?
Debate.
Wow, what a wonderful episode. Thank you all so much for listening. We'll be back on Wednesday with a full-blown episode of Just Between Us that you can get ad-free on Patreon at patreon.com/justbetweenus for only $3 a month. That's less than $1 a week. Holy
it truly
moly.
Is. It truly is.
Tata la tea tot.
Bye.
Just Between Us is a Gallison production, hosted by me, Allison Raskin.
And me, Gabe Dunn.
Produced by Melissa D. Montz and Diamond Imprint Productions.
Edited by Coco Lorenz.
And production assistance by Melanie D. Watson.
Brendan Burns composed our killer theme music.
Join our Patreon to watch full episodes and listen ad-free. The link is in the description.
And make sure to follow us on TikTok, Instagram, Discord, and Reddit.